Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. So think about a goal that you've been wanting to move towards. It could be something with your finances or your time. Did you know that over 30% of people who have dropped out of their jobs in the last year decided to become self-employed? So one of the reasons is they want more freedom with their time and their ability to make money. But maybe you set a goal that it's something with your health. You wanted to let go of a few pounds, or maybe there was some certain activities that you wanted to get into. You know, here in the Midwest, in the U.S., hiking this time of year is absolutely phenomenal. But you have to have your endurance built up. Maybe it's relationships. You wanted a better quality of friends to hang with, people that wanted to celebrate your success. Or maybe you wanted to improve the love that you had with your significant other, or you want a significant other. But think about a goal that you want to go after. Now, whenever you focus on something that you want to achieve, your RAS, reticular activating system, is then triggered to find everything in your environment to support your emotionally dominant thoughts. Now, there is a very big clue for you right there. It's not just your thoughts. You have 40 to 60,000 thoughts every single day. So it's not just what you're thinking. It's the ones that have emotion behind them. By the way, yes, my voice is still a little gravelly from the laryngitis that I'm recovering from. Okay, so you have emotions that then attach with those thoughts, and those are the ones that will direct you. So you have a goal that you want to achieve, there's emotions behind it, and now your RAS turns on to find everything in your environment that can assist you in getting there. This is what allows you to be triggered in a way that can start out very healthy, but that can actually lead to harm if you're not aware of it. So let's say that you come across a commercial or a book or maybe a podcast, what I'm sharing with you right now, that says, yes, this is how you can move forward. You have to be predisposed to what that message is offering you before you'll take on the advice it has for you to move towards your goal. So let me give you an example. Let's say a commercial comes on for soda. Well, unless you have a predisposition for drinking soda or you're thirsty, you're not going to get up and get something out of the kitchen. Now let's use it towards a drug ad. If you have a predisposition to taking any type of pills to help you, and it's not just drugs, it can be supplements, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you have a predisposition to it, then you'll listen to the message of how to go out and get what you think you need through that. You'll take the advice that they offer you. But again, this can turn around and cause us challenges if we're not aware of how we work internally. Okay, so you had a predisposition, your RAS noticed something in your environment that is giving you advice on how to achieve it. The more you desire it, so there's a ranking level, say from 1 to 36. And one, it's no big deal. 36, you got to have it now. The higher up you go on wanting it, the more you want it immediately. So there, I've shared with you before, I love to hike. And there are some vacations that are going to be destination hikes. And so the more I desire those, the more I want some sort of experience to have with it right away. I don't necessarily want the hike, but I need something that's going to satisfy my curiosity about, okay, what lodging might be available, what hikes are going to be available, what other activities, because the longer that you or I have to wait in order to get at least a piece of that desire met, the more the perceived value of our goal goes down. Uh-oh. Yeah. I will tell you right now, when I work with some clients, what we're working on is not going to be achieved in just one session. They will get results in one session as far as taking the steps to turn that dream into their reality, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen in one session. So do not confuse results with resolution. And so the longer you have to wait on results, you know, like maybe getting those travel guides in, the perceived value of the dream goes down. This is when you begin to give yourself excuses. Well, it really wasn't that important anyway. It really wasn't that big of a deal. Yes, it was. But because you can't see what steps you can be taking today that will then get you where you want to go later on down the road, well, then you begin to give up on the dream, but you're not giving up. Because if a desire cannot be met, you'll substitute with sabotage. So you're still wanting, you've been still triggered to say yes to something. So what are you going to substitute? Are you going to substitute food? Are you going to substitute whining about how you never get what it is that you want? Are you going to substitute situational depression? Are you going to substitute getting angry? Are you going to substitute too much alcohol? We've already talked about food. Too much sex. How about getting addicted to that romantic feeling and then as soon as it begins to fade, you trade out partners? You will substitute self-sabotage when you're triggered for success, but you've confused results with resolution, and you don't know how to get yourself the results today, starting right now. Now let's add on to this. There are two types of people. Those that are sensitive to rewards, and those that are not sensitive. It's what's known as towards or away. So people who are wired to be towards, they want to figure out how to move towards the goal. People who are triggered by away then will distract themselves if they feel like they can't get the goal. So let me give you a little bit more insight to which one you might be towards. You're going to have more fears because you're used to going after a lot more goals and finding all the ways things don't work. And it's not that you're afraid of what goes bump in the night. You already know what goes bump into the night because you've run into it again and again. So you have more fears and you will find yourself driven by desire triggers, where it is that you want to go. Here's a bonus tip for you. You know what my social feed is full of? All the beautiful parks that I want to visit. That's one of my triggers that I use to move me towards my goals. You are motivated by meaning. You know, there are some people where they say, oh, they're motivated by money or they're motivated by love. Well, you're motivated by the meaning that you give things. That's so important to you. And you get frustrated when you feel like the only way that life is good for you is when you finally get to the goal. And instead of saying, okay, how can I live that meaning right now? I love discovery. I love exploration. I love beauty. It's one of the reasons why I became a hypnotist, because I just don't find it out in nature on the hiking trails. I love helping others explore who they really are and discovering what they're capable of and the beauty they already possess. This is the reason why I can find meaning every single day in what it is that I do. But what is your meaning? What is important? What is it that you value? Okay. Number four, when you are triggered for going after a goal, you want it now. But if you cannot have it now, you are willing to wait if there is something that is going to get you quick results in helping you to achieve that dream turned into reality. So, if you're towards, number one, you have more fears because you've gone after more things and you realize it's not going to be as easy as everybody says. You're not going to chant some affirmation and write down your goals and create a vision board. You know there's a whole heckin' hoop bunch more to you than that. There is what you've been programmed and conditioned to settle for in life that you keep bumping against. It is the bad beliefs that hold you back. It's the emotions that continually overwhelm you. And it's the fact that you are so busy, but it's busy work instead of the business of life and bringing you out at who you really are. So number one, you have more fears. Number two, you are driven by desire triggers. But we've already talked about when that trigger gets turned on, that if the longer you have to wait, the more value that the dream has, it begins to lose it. Number three, you are motivated by meaning. But you've assigned the meaning that it's only going to happen once you get the goal. We've got to make the meaning happen for you today, right now. Four, when you're triggered, you are willing to wait if you can see results today. And number five, you are willing to invest if you say, I can experience the reward right away. You're willing to take action. Okay. Then we have a way. A way has more worries because that they are continually ruminating on, oh my gosh, the what ifs. You are driven by things that will distract you, because there's a lot of pain in unmet dreams, that there's a lot of punishment and how hard you'll come down on yourself when you feel like you've let yourself down again one more time. It's not your fault. You were programmed and conditioned to settle for this type of life. Three, if you have to wait, you won't value it. That's it. You're moving on to the next distraction. Number four, when you're triggered, you are more willing to sabotage yourself right now for the temporary feel goods and your future holds less and less hope because it begins to become a series of just triggering events to where you distract yourself because you have to deal with all of this worry and you continue to sabotage more and more because at least you can feel good for right now, even though it's going to add on to the pain of your future. And number five, you're willing to spend for instant gratification. I'll tell you right now, I was programmed and conditioned to be in a way. It's how I lived the first 30 some odd years of my life until I discovered how to reprogram and recondition myself, how to do what's known as an identity upgrade to move me from away into towards. And it is what I do with every single client. Okay. So, what is it? Is it your health? Is it your relationships? Is it your career? Is it your finances? I'll tell you what you're looking for right now. You are looking for what's known as immersion experiences. But instead, you're settling for self-sabotage. Immersion experiences are when you're put into something where it seems like there's a spiritual connection. You really can't put words to it because it goes so beyond that. And that's what you're craving. But instead, you're settling for self-sabotage. So let's have a conversation and see if I'm the right one that can guide you. I have a series of classes that are coming up. I've already got them all planned out, one a month for the next 6 months. You choose to have a conversation with me. let's see. This is October 20th. You choose to have a conversation with me by the end of October. And I will let you know, maybe you need to be working with me privately. Maybe you need to be doing one of these classes. By the way, I add the classes on as a bonus to people who do the private hypnosis sessions with me. Or maybe I'm not a fit for you at all, and I need to guide you in how to interview someone else who's going to be right. But if you have that conversation with me between now and the end of October, I will gift you a special savings on whatever class might be the best fit for you. Or I'll add it on as a bonus to whatever you feel is the right next step for you in working privately with me. That's always a first session. I don't sell packages. After that first session, that also comes with a follow-up coaching call and some other bonuses. After that, you decide that you want to move in with me long-term, then it's on a month-to-month basis. All right. So you can go to canhypnosishelpyou.com and set a time there. You wait just a bit, and there'll be a button that pops up on the bottom of your screen that will allow you to set a time in your time zone that's a good fit for you. Or you can reach out to me via text or consult, one, text or email, and say you want to consult. 1-636-699-7791 or dawn@drewdawnferguson.com. So reach out to me and let's make this happen for you. You're already being triggered and it is only going to intensify through the holidays. Let's then put you into an immersion that every time you're triggered, it actually moves you towards your goals instead away into self-sabotage until we get together again. You can do this. I believe in you. And until you believe in yourself, borrow my belief that you can do this.
I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart, has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.